Item number 22. Madam Clerk, go ahead and read the item.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into a professional services contract with the Planning Council for Health and Human Services for the Behavioral Health Division. This item was amended and laid over at our September cycle meeting, and this is a mental health redesign enhancement. Okay.
Supervisor Harris?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move substitution.
Okay, Supervisor Harris is moving substitution. Committee members should have received a substitute resolution in their packet.
This is item number 22?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Is this from you? Come out. If I have any questions.
And while everybody looks for that, good morning, Ms. Lucy. Good morning, Director Colon. Would you like to talk to us a little bit about item number 22?
As you all recall, we had some investment money in our 2012 budget. Due to the timing that it takes to do an RFP and to get programs implemented, we were unable to completely spend all of that money this year, and we wanted to use the remaining money in a thoughtful way that would move forward our redesign efforts. We've been meeting with mental health providers as well as mental health advocates and other stakeholders, and have arranged and have agreed upon these five priorities in order to utilize the money. The first is to improve our peer support pipeline, which is get more peer support activity into our
Let me first talk to you about the format. What we did was we looked at each of the recommendations and shared with you the recommendations of where, how does this fit into the redesign. We put both the HSRI recommendation and the recommendations from various action teams in terms of the mental health redesign. So the peer support pipeline has been a program that's well been asked for many of our action teams as well as part of the HSRI recommendation. So that's number one. Number two is to create a step-down housing activity. Frequently, our clients end up getting very good care in community-based residential facilities. We think, however, that we can continue to move clients into greater levels of independence, and that perhaps what they need is some additional support, daily activities of daily living, education, how to cook, how to manage their money, those kinds of things. And so we're working with the housing division to create that kind of in-between step between a very structured 24-hour-a-day supported residential facility and more of an assisted apartment. Number three is case management. We put $400,000 in to look at case management. We believe that we need some additional types of case management. This is not 100% defined, and we have a commitment from both the providers and the stakeholders to work together in defining this type of case management. We're particularly interested in more of a wraparound approach, similar to our wraparound program for adolescents, and our current grant, which is called the My Wish Grant, which is showing good results. The next one relates to employment. You'll see both the Workforce Action Team and actually the Community Linkages Action Team have, and HSRI suggested that it's important that we look towards how we can get more of our clients employed, both in competitive employment, primarily in competitive employment. This model, this Individual Placement and Support Employment, IPS, is a model that's put together by Dartmouth University. They have done this in a number of places. They've seen excellent results, and so we're interested in working with them to implement that model here. And the last one is, again, to continue to work on additional housing units in the community, and we, again, this is a strong recommendation from both the redesign and HSRI that we continue to look for opportunities for a supported employment. There is a small amount of money at the end. It's less than $90,000. As we go through the redesign, there are things that come up, and we wanted to have just a little bit of money for meeting some immediate recommendations that might arise, such as doing some education or some training or some seminar-type things with the employers in the community or providers in the community. So we're hopeful. We've met with both the providers group and the mental health task force, and I believe they've both sent letters of support. And so we're hopeful that you'll feel comfortable in approving this item.
Okay. Thank you. At the last meeting, Director Colon, we had sent you with the charge to try to work with the Planning Council and regarding the fees that we would be charged. Could you address that a little bit for the committee?
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I did speak with the Planning Council, and we were able to bring down the fees to up to $7,000, and that was basically they were going to charge us $500 per month. And we mentioned up to $7,000 because if they were to carry the money for the whole year, depending on when we release the money for these different initiatives, it could be up to $7,000. So I was able to substantially reduce the price as a result of no planning and then just really getting down to what they were really going to provide with us, which was really issuing the checks. So that's what we were able to get down the price.
Very, very good. Thank you. All right. We have a motion before us on the substitute resolution. On that motion, Supervisor Mayo.
Okay. What is the difference? Now I'm looking at. Okay. Okay. I see the difference now. When you see went down to 500, first you took out the 5% fees and also the administration cost of $75,000. Okay, so that's the big difference.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The item mentions that the additional $400,000 will provide an additional 2 case load. Can you, like, how many clients will that serve, or how many additional clients will get service?
Supervisor, Chair and Supervisors, that would be 50 clients. However, I want to be clear that we haven't exactly said what that will be. So it could be more, could be less, depending on the intensity of the agreement that we come to in terms of what kind of caseload is, what kind of case management is needed.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We do have a motion for approval on that, or a motion for substitution. Is there anything further on the motion for substitution? Seeing nothing, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitution.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to substitute is approved.
Supervisor Harris.
I move approval.
Okay. Supervisor Harris now moves approval as substituted. I do have some. Are there any further comments or questions on this from committee? I have 3 cards from people in the audience.
I had a comment.
Okay, Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys met with some providers that assisted you with this new plan. I want to show my gratitude and encourage you to continue that strategy moving forward. Did you find that helpful? And how many providers did you actually consult with?
Providers, Mr. Volk, rise here. The providers met as a group, gave us some feedback, and then I would say there were 7 or 8 that were in the room when we met,
Okay.
But they were representing others.
Is that something that you think would be helpful?
Yes. I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Yes, we intend to set up a routine meeting with the providers group. They're kind of organizing, and we're happy to, and we've agreed to meet with them on a monthly basis to discuss issues and concerns both ways.
Okay. And I think the new plan is much more visible and vital, and I think it is much better. So I just want to say I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And so the newer members of the committee are aware, because every time people speak, I learn that they're not. The Mental Health Redesign Committee is actually almost all providers. So there is a portion that's Milwaukee County's, our staff, our different department heads, directors, But then there's many people who are sitting in the audience are a part of that committee as well. And then we have a ton of subcommittees. And so I really would encourage you, even just one time, to come in to sit in on a redesign meeting or to sign up for a subcommittee. I think the thing I like about the subcommittees with the redesign is that it doesn't matter what your passion is, there's a subcommittee for it. We have one for employment. We have one for community linkages. We have one for housing. I mean, there's this really, a great group of people that have come together. Some of them sit on the redesign committee, and others just, they volunteer to sit on the subcommittees because that's their passion and that's what they want to do. So
if I might, Madam Chair, the other, I think, important thing would be that there's a number of people with the lived experience.
Yes.
And both the action teams and the redesign.
Yes.
So that gives people the opportunity to really speak to the people that for whom these services are necessary.
We try to do that throughout DHHS. When we do task force and subcommittees, we always try to incorporate consumers and consumers' families. And so you're right, we do get some really good feedback. I've made some really good friends at those meetings with our consumers. All right, so the first card we have is from Rachel Foreman from the Grand Avenue Club.
Madam Chair, would it be all right, in the sake of time, we can all come at the same time.
Sure.
And be brief.
Sure.
Okay. Rachel Foreman and friends. My name is Rachel Foreman. I'm the executive director of Grand Avenue Club. Some of you have been to Grand Avenue Club, so I know you know what we do. I won't talk too much about myself, although not about myself, but about Grand Avenue Club, although it's hard not to. We serve over 400 people from Milwaukee County, residents of Milwaukee County who experience mental illness. I and and my friends have all been very, very active in the Milwaukee County redesign and the other constituent groups here that are working to create a system of community-based programs and a response to mental illness that meets the needs of our fellow citizens who experience mental illness. I am here because I want to support with a great deal of enthusiasm this amendment. Is that the right phrase? This amendment. Because we want to support Behavioral Health Division's connection with the Planning Council. For the past 25 years, I've been aware of the work of the Planning Council. It is an organization with very strong roots in this community. It is interested in data. It is interested in real experience, and it is interested in real effectiveness and empirical data. I think that cannot be emphasized enough. Aside from that, it has a very strong moral commitment to the quality of life here in Milwaukee County, and that is the reason why we are enthusiastic about this amendment.
Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair and committee. I'm Peg DuBord. I'm the president of TLS Behavioral Health, formerly known as Transitional Living Services. We support about 1,000 people a month that have some degree of mental health and conditions. If you remember last time, the provider, I'm also representing the Behavioral Health Provider Coalition. The last time you met, we were not in agreement with the proposed plan. But I'm happy to say that we met with BHD, with the officials. We've done a great job of kind of working together and talking together about what might be better for the people in our community that need behavioral health services. So we're in support of the amendment and are very pleased with the outcome.
Joe Volk from Community Advocates. Thank you, Madam Chair, members. I think you all should have gotten a copy of this letter in your box, signed by a number of providers that basically, as I do, as my colleagues do, support what is in front of you. I think this is a great step forward. What may be even a greater step forward is that when we were all here last month, it was clear that some of you weren't happy, some of us certainly weren't happy. But I want to thank Mr. Cologne, Paula Lucy, for inviting us in, although we probably would have stormed the doors anyway, but in inviting us in, listening to our issues and our concerns. We as providers don't have all of the answers, don't have all of the, experience, but we have some that I think we can lend and that we can have things to say which are important to BHD and to the county as you move forward trying to deal with these very substantive issues. For me, I hope certainly that you do pass this. But beyond that, I hope that the recent dialogue between the providers and BHD goes on, because I think it can only strengthen the services that we all want to see out there.
Good morning, Madam Chair and committee members. I'm Kyra Trost. I'm the Director of Social Services at La Cosa. I'm just here with my colleagues to support the changes and also to recognize the collaborative effort that we've had now with Hector Colon, Mr. Colon, and Ms. Lucy and her staff. I think it is a major step forward that they were willing to sit down with us and develop some initiatives that we could all support collaboratively. So I'm here to say thank you and echo the comments of my colleagues. Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you all very much. All right. We do have a motion before us. The motion is approval of a substitute resolution. Is there anything further on that motion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stanford.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Very good. Thank you. Department of Family.